Zakt de Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Ahalas, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Meloi Tarvid de Rakov. Tarvid is a large spoon. Here we have a large spoon of dust that comes from a mace. Shen Spazer. Spazer means scattered. The Kariv Pizarenu. Before Mashiach is going to come, Shem will gather us all together, even though we're spread on the Arba Kanfes Aretz. Pizar means scattered. Haman said, Yesh ne'am echad mefuzar mefoirad b'ina amim. They're scattered amongst the nations. Scattered and divided. For ba'achtis, no one can hurt us. Zakt de Heilige Mishnah weiter, getting back to Masechta Zahalas. Moloi tarvid rakov, shenespaz that was scattered b'toch habayis, inside a house. And some of the dirt of the floor got mixed in. Now we said before that a moloi tarvid rakov is metama ba'oil, if it's in the house. But here, some of the earth of the house got mixed in, as the Batanura explains. But we say Abayis Tomei, the house, meaning any person, any keli, any food that's in the house is Tomei. That's what the Mishnah means. Because a house that's connected to the ground can't become Tomei. It means the things in the house. Aye, there's some dust here from the floor. It becomes bottle. I don't understand something. Can we go back to Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph for a moment? If I remember correctly, so then we learned Taka Moloi Tarvid Rakov is Metama. But we spoke out, and the Batnura told us Beferish over there. It has to be pure Rakov. And that could only be if the mess was buried in a metal casket, so nothing else got mixed in. But Stamaza with regular shrouds, or a Orain of eights, there's no Rakov, because it's not just Rakov. There are other things that got mixed into this dust. And you're telling me here you know for a fact that some of the dust of the house got mixed in, so why is it Metama? And the answer is that according to the Tanakam of our Mishnah, that's lechatchila, to determine that you have a maloi tarvit of rakov, it has to be nothing else got mixed into it. But once I have it, and it gets mixed up with something else, it doesn't become bottle so fast. Or rather, what gets mixed into it becomes bottle. So even though some of the dust of the house got mixed into it, the house is still tame. Again, when we say the house is still tame, we mean what's in the house. So let me ask you something else. Why does it have to be that it's scattered over the house? Let's say it wasn't scattered. Let's say it wasn't one place. It would be different? The answer is no. There for sure would be tame. We mean to say even though it's scattered, we hold that the roof on top makes it as if it's one, and you have the shear. If it was in one place, it would for sure be tame. Chiddush is even though it's scattered. All right, so let's start again. Moloi tarvid rakov. We have this moloi tarvid, this full ladle of rakov, shenespaza b'toch habayis, that was scattered throughout the house. And because of that, there's some offer of the bias that got mixed in. We still say a bias tame. As long as you had rakov to start with, without any mixture of anything else, even though something else got mixed in afterwards, it doesn't change anything, according to the Tanakam. The Reb Shimon mitaher. Reb Shimon says, tahar. Reb Shimon says, it makes no difference whether you never established that you have a spoonful of rakov, or even if you know for sure you have a spoonful of pure rakov, because it met all the conditions. The mess was buried in marble. But once something else gets mixed in, it is no longer metam. Is a halach Reb Shimon. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Revias dam, Revias of dam, shenivla b'toich habayis. Let's see, I have a Revias of dam that got absorbed into the floor of the house. Habayis tar. In other words, whatever comes into the house is tar, because the dam, it's in the ground. It's not here. Now remember, we learned that if you have a revias dam of a mace, it's metama ba'ayo. But if it got absorbed into the ground, you don't have it. That's in the ground, because once it gets absorbed into the ground, there's no way of bringing it back up. But if nivla biksus, if a revias dam gets absorbed into a garment that's found in the house, so here it depends. Im miskabesis. If you would wash this, the revias dam would come out into the water, then timea. Then the house, meaning what's in the house, where this garment is found, would be tame. Because that's called that we have the revias dam. Even though right now it's in the baguette, but you see it comes out. V'im lav. But if you would wash it, you wouldn't see a revias dam coming out into the water. Then the din is tahira. Because that's cool, okay, it's gone. It's in the bag and you can't get it out. And the rule is, shakalabulu, anything that is absorbed, any achalasis that can't come out, is considered as if it's not here, and as a result, vitar, it's tar. So the Batanura tells us an interesting test that we have to do to figure out if a revias dam would come out of the beged. What do you have to do? Well, you're going to bring two shissels filled with the same amount of water. You're going to wash this kisus, this garment that took in the blood, in one of them. Then you're going to take a revias of dam and pour it into the other one. Again, two shissels. In one, I'm going to pour in the revias of dam. In the other one, I'm going to wash this garment. Afterwards, I'm going to look to see if the color of the water is the same. If both are equally as dark, we know that the revias came out. But if the basin, if the shissel that I washed the garment in, so some blood came out, but I see it's lighter than the color of the other one, that's a simon, not the whole revias came out, and therefore would be tahar. So chazing over our Mishnah, someone has a spoonful of this rakav. We talk about a large spoon, it's the equivalent of two handfuls, meaning if someone filled up both of his hands. If it's in a house, even though it got mixed up with some of the earth in the house, the Tanakama holds, it's still tame, because once I establish that I have a maloi tarvet of rakav, let's say the mess was buried in marble and so on, nothing else could have got mixed in, then it stays tame, meaning it could still be matama ba'oil, even if I know other earth got mixed in. Rav Shimon disagreed, but the halacha is like the Tanakama, at least the Rambam paskens that way. If you have a revias dam that got absorbed into the ground, it's tar. By the way, it's tar from that point and on, but if somebody was there when the revias first fell onto the ground, he would be tame. If the revias dam went into a beged, so if you would wash that beged and the revias dam would come out, that's called that it's here. And it would be metamba, b'mago, b'masa, u'ba'oil. If it wouldn't all come out, so we say it's not here, it's in the beged. How would you measure if it would come out? So you would bring two basins of water, two shissels of water. Both should have the equal amount of water. You pour a separate revias dam into one of them, and then you wash the beged in the other. If the color is the same, it's tamei. If the one you wash the beged in is lighter, then it's tahar.